Genesis 27. According to the revealed will of the Lord, Jacob has received the blessing now from his father Isaac. Isaac purposed to bless Esau, and the scripture says that when he realized that the Lord had powerfully given the blessing unto Jacob, Isaac, the scripture says, trembled exceeding great. He trembled, quaked, terrified, is what it was. Terrified in abundance. He had seen the glorious might, power of the Lord to do that which God had purposed to do. And it terrified him. Now Esau, according to the revelation of God's word in Genesis 25, 31, 32, that's when Esau had come in. He was hungry. Told Jacob, give me something to eat. Jacob said, sell me your birthright, right? Esau cared nothing for the birthright. Now listen, the birthright was that which was given, generally speaking, to the firstborn. It was the honor and the authority that was bestowed upon the firstborn next to the parents. It was a double portion of the inheritance. And it was bestowed upon the one to whom the promises of the Messiah would be given. And the possession also of an inheritance in Canaan. That which was typical, it typified heavenly inheritance. Now that birthright was a great and divine honor that was bestowed. And Esau swore when Jacob said, sell me your birthright. Esau said, I'm about to starve to death. What's it going to do for me now? Yeah, I'll sell it to you. And he said, swear to me. And he swore. And he sold the birthright for nothing more than carnal, temporal gratification. He gave it all up for nothing. For nothing. That which was fleeting. It was over. He ate the bread. He ate the pottage. And it was done. And he had sold his birthright. It's the same thing that man by nature does now. Well, Esau wished to not possess the birthright. That's what he wished. He did not want it. And God gave him according to his wishes. God gave him what he wanted. The scripture says that Esau was a profane person. It means ungodly. Profane person who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright, and afterward when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. When it came time to give the birthright, to give the blessing, and the blessing was because of the right of the birthright. If you were deserving of the birthright, that's where the blessing's coming from, when it's bestowed. And he found no place of repentance. Isaac's dad, he wasn't going to change his blessing. He said, I blessed him. He's going to be blessed. And Esau wept, sought it with tears. Is there not another blessing? Come on. Is there not another one? He found no place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. But when you see the blessing that was given to Jacob, wasn't it a beautiful picture of the gospel of God's free grace, wherein we behold Jacob, the supplanter, the one who found acceptance with his father, the blessing of his father, received the blessing because he was robed in the raiment of the firstborn, Esau. You see the picture. We've looked at this picture now of the gospel being found in Christ, robed in Christ, robed in his righteousness. And here's Jacob now, a picture of every vessel of God's mercy, those that have been everlastingly loved in Christ and redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, regenerated by the Holy Spirit, and now those who are clothed in him right now and possess that sweet savor of the holiness and the obedience and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we continue in these last verses. Now that's what's happened right up until the place where we are. And the scripture says, now after Jacob had received the blessing, and Esau comes in, and he says, I'm here. Isaac says, who are you? He says, I'm Esau, your firstborn. I've got the meal here that you wanted. Well, who just left? That's when he said he rightly named the supplanter. It's two times you deceived. He took away my birthright, as I said last time. No, he didn't. You sold it. He took away the blessing. God gave it to him. God gave it to him. Have you not another blessing? The scripture says in verse 41, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. Now here's an amazing thing. Esau cared nothing for the birthright. And therefore, he cared nothing for the blessing that was given because of the birthright. He didn't want it. He didn't want it, but he hated Jacob because Jacob desired it and got it. Esau did not want it, but he didn't want Jacob to have it. God Almighty had set forth, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Turn with me to John 15. Now that's the John 15. Now what I just said was this. Esau did not want the birthright. Therefore he didn't want the blessing. But he was hateful. He hated Jacob because Jacob got it and wanted it. Listen to what the Lord said, John 15. John 15, verse 18 to 20. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You know what he just said? The reason that the world and its false religion hates God's people is because they hated God first. If the world hates you, he said, I want you to know something. It hated me before it hated you. Now that's pretty plain, isn't it? Verse 19, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The man by nature hates the gospel of God's free grace. They hate it. They hate it. They hate that God is God. They hate that God rules in heaven and earth. They hate it. They hate that. And they hate you because God has set forth in his scriptures that he's chosen a people. And it's not according to their works. It's according to his mercy and compassion. It was not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to his mercy. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's not of him that willeth. It's not of him that runneth. It's God that shows mercy. And those that believe that are hated because God has chosen them out of the world. They don't want what God's got to say concerning himself. But they don't want you to have it either. They hate you because God has said, I loved you and chose to love you before the foundation of the world. Verse 20, remember the word, back in John 15, remember the word that I've said unto you, the servant's not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they've kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. So here's Esau. He didn't want the birthright. He didn't want the birthright. Sell me your birthright. Okay, I'll sell it to you. Now Jacob got it. Jacob got the blessing. And Esau hated him. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. The Lord said in John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The reason, according to the revelation of Scripture, for the hatred of the world toward the Lord's own is because of God's acceptance of his people in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his acceptance, because of his good pleasure. And the blessing given to Jacob was the Lord's. To give. It was the Lord's. Therefore, Esau's hatred was ultimately against God, proving the revelation of the Lord. And he said in Luke 21:17, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So the scripture says in 41, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother. Now, Esau was a murderer. He was a murderer. He hated his brother. 1 John 3:15 says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Esau was a murderer in his heart. He just hadn't done it yet. He just waiting. Though he was a murderer, just waiting for the right opportunity, it becomes very apparent in what he said that he was trying to maintain an appearance of honor before God and men. This is what the Lord told the Pharisees they were doing, the Pharisees that hated him. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 27, the scripture says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. For you're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. He hated his brother, and he said, I'm going to kill him. I can't do it right now because of the time of my dad's death, mourning. He thought his dad was going to die. His dad didn't die for another 40 years. But he thought, I've got to maintain some integrity and, you know, look like I'm doing this out of respect for my dad. The Lord told the Pharisees, he said, that's what you do. You look good on the outside, but inside. Scripture says in verses 42 to 45, back in Genesis 27, and these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, or concerning you, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill you. He's comforting himself and just saying, I'll just bide my time. But I'll get you. I will get you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise and flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch him from thence, fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? Now, an amazing truth set forth here, verse 42. These words were told to Rebekah. Now, maybe Esau said it again. Maybe he told somebody else. Maybe the Lord informed Rebekah. All we know is that the scripture says in verse 41, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him, and Esau said in his heart the days. And then these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. Now, we know that Esau said something in his heart, but whether or not how she knew is irrelevant. Nevertheless, the scriptures revealed, and these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And based upon what she knew now, she responded. For the Lord had providentially exposed Esau's heinous plan. Now, concerning that evil thought, hold your place there. Turn with me to Luke 8. Luke 8. Luke chapter 8. Luke 8, 16 to 18. Luke 8, 16. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Verse 17 again. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. It's amazing to me. So many times people that say things to somebody about somebody else, they think they won't know, and they know. They always hear. They always know what's going on. Esau planted something in his heart that he was going to do to Jacob. He had a scheme. I'm going to kill him. But Rebekah knew it. And her response set forth two blessed things. Number one, she was a woman who obviously held dear the word of the Lord. The Lord had told her, the elder's going to serve the younger. The elder's going to serve the younger. I told you before, the Spirit of God moved upon the Apostle Paul to write in Romans 9 exactly what the Lord had said and what he set forth and what she knew. Jacob have I loved. Esau hath I hated. Hath the potter power over the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Can the Lord? Rebekah knew what God had said concerning her boys. She knew that one was going to be accepted in the beloved and the other left to himself. That's all God has to do for a man or woman to perish. Just leave them alone. Just let them do what they want to do. So first thing, this woman held dear the word of the Lord. She knew what the Lord had told her. And therefore, she's doing what she's doing to preserve Jacob's life. I told you before, there's so many in the writers, the commentaries that were saying how, you know, deceitful she was and stuff like that. No. We don't excuse sin. We don't, but I'm telling you, where the Spirit of God does not set forth distinctively, absolutely, disobedience, as he does many times. You know, what I say about Nathan going to David, you're the man. You're the man. Peter, you are going to deny me three times before the cock crows twice. You will do it. The Lord exposes, but where the Lord doesn't expose it, leave it alone and don't start speculating. This was a woman that was walking, I said before, in the light that she had. But the second thing that I noticed about that, where she purposed to send Jacob was obviously determined from a heart of faith in the Lord God that she loved and trusted. Now look, listen to what she did. Verse 42, and these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent, called Jacob, her younger son, said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau is touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. Now, before she had ever heard of her future husband, Isaac, the daddy of these two boys, one had just blessed Jacob, gave also the blessing, the temporal blessing, this earthly blessing to Esau. Before Rebekah, the mama, ever heard of Jacob, Isaac, her husband, Abraham, Isaac's father, had sent his servant to the very place where Rebekah lived. Isaac Abraham, Isaac's daddy, had sent a servant to go search out, find a wife for his son, Isaac. And when he got to where he went to Abraham's family. You go to my land. Don't go to the land of the Canaanites. Don't go to Canaan. You go to where I'm from. And here, this servant comes, and you know he's come to this well, and here comes this woman. She's carrying a water pot, and he's got all these camels right here, and he asked her for a drink of water. And she said, I'll give you a drink of water. And she said, I'll water all your camels for you too, which is what he had prayed and asked the Lord for a sign. And here's Rebekah. And the servant starts to pray and thank the Lord that, you know, that he had blessed his journey. And here was, and she said, listen, come to my house. And it was, came to the house of Laban. It's her brother. It's her brother. And so here she is. The servant finds a servant, finds a wife among the people of God. And Rebekah was actually the granddaughter of Abraham's brother, Nahor. Abraham had a brother. His name was Nahor, Abraham's brother. And Abraham was Rebekah's. Actually, it says her granduncle. We call him a great uncle, a granduncle, like a grandfather. He was a granduncle. That was Abraham to Rebekah. She was of his family. That's where the servant was to go. You go there. You go there. So this servant was to go specifically to find a bride for Abraham's son. And Abraham had told him, said, don't you go anywhere. What if she doesn't come? If she doesn't come, you're free. You're free from this oath. But don't go to the land of Canaan. Whatever you do, don't go there. And don't go get my son, bring her here. If she won't go, if she won't come willingly, you're done. Well, here's a picture. Here's a glorious picture of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ being found according to covenant mercy. This is where I want you to go. This is exactly where you go. Chosen by the Father, redeemed by the Son, called by the Holy Spirit, regenerated by the Spirit, that bride that's cleansed and washed white in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the good pleasure of God, Rebekah was the one that was found for Isaac. And, you know, she willingly went. Will you go with this man? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Had she ever met him? Nope. All she knew was what she had heard about the son, about his father. That's all she knew. And here was one, sought out by this servant as a bride for Isaac. And here's Jacob, the one loved of God, chosen of God, revealed to be the one that God was going to bless. And this is the blessed chosen son of God's promise. And now his brother wants to kill him. And Rebekah did what she knew was the right thing to do as far as sending him away. And she cast herself upon the mercy of God and sent her son, the son of her affection. That's what it said. Rebekah loved Jacob. And here's the son of God's promise. And God providentially, through her mouth, is going to send him back to where Isaac had also been blessed to find a bride. So she said, you go, and you go to my brother's house. That's where God blessed. That's where God blessed me, she said. That's where God blessed your daddy. That's where God blessed your grandpa, Abraham. That's where the Lord said to go. And that's where I want you to go. That's where. You see what I'm saying? This woman was acting. I read some commentaries, and they said, well, she was just trying to skirt around it and try to give Isaac just another reason. You know, she was sending him away, but I thought, I don't think so. I think this woman was doing what she was doing out of honor and respect unto what the Lord had told her. The last verse bears this out. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. Esau had married a Canaanite woman, one that obviously didn't know God. And it grieved Rebekah. She said, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? While many find fault with the way that Rebekah handled Jacob's receiving the blessing and being sent away, and as I said just a moment ago, under no circumstances, we don't excuse sin. We don't say, but because all of us are guilty. We've all come short of the glory of God. But again, can we not behold Rebekah with an eye of faith concerning the promised seed of the Lord Jesus Christ coming through the lineage, coming through the loins of her son, Jacob? She knew what this meant. She knew what the blessing and the birthright, she knew what that was. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that lineage. You go back and look at that lineage, and through those, the Lord eventually, humanly speaking, came into this world. And now his brother wants to kill him. And with all that's been revealed to this woman concerning God's choice for her son, Isaac's son, Jacob. Because all that's been set forth concerning God's love for Jacob and choice of Jacob and person and a purpose of blessing Jacob, if he, the Lord of heaven, be dishonored by Jacob taking a bride of the daughters of Heth, found to be among the Canaanites, those that Abraham forbid his servant to look upon as a wife for Isaac. If Jacob takes a wife from among those forbidden of God, Rebekah said, my life is not worth living. She desired to honor the Lord. That's what she did. She desired to honor the Lord. Oh, the faith and the great respect that I truly believe was set forth by Rebekah in this grievous trial. And it was a grievous trial. Can you imagine? She got two boys. She got two boys. And one of them is rejected of God. God told her so. And the other one's accepted of God. Be blessed of God. And now, one of her boys wants to kill the other one. Going to murder the one of God's affection, God's choosing. This woman is doing what she's doing. Not after being conniving and trying to fool her husband again. This woman believed God. Almighty God's going to do what God's going to do. In spite of us. I agree with anybody. Anybody wants to say, well, you know, I think she should have. Well, okay. But Almighty God's will is going to be. My counsel is going to stand. She said, you go back to where I know God blessed. You go back there. And I'll send for you when the time is right. As far as we know, she never saw him again. She never saw him. She sent him away, and she died before there was any record that she ever saw her son again. But she believed God. I pray God bless this to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.